Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, DFW. 105.3 The Fan. It is Sean and RJ. Sean is out. RJ is in. Troy Hughes, Roy White here, taking you up until 10 o'clock today. It's a beautiful morning so far.
Man, good, it was start. Chilly this morning.
Not only that, I had a there was a pretty serious traffic incident that took place on 35 coming in.
Police officers
involved. So prayers up to anybody that was involved in that accident and having any difficulties there. But it did not, at least from what I saw, lead to any serious road rage.
And oh, look at the segue, Troy.
Road rage is the conversation.
Proud of you,
of the
young
day.
Buck.
Hey, I'm learning. I'm just trying to learn some things from you guys, you know, trying to pick some things up on the way. Well, we get the story yesterday. Big headline. Cowboy player arrested, charged with felony.
If you saw the who was it?
Well, if you saw that cue up on your timeline, you're immediately like, oh my gosh, what happened? Is it DeMarcus Lawrence involved in something? Is it David Irving involved in something? And I'm just throwing out names. I'm not throwing out guys that you would think, hey, is Ezekiel Elliott involved in something? I'm just thinking of the best names that I could that Cowboys fans would be devastated by. And then you find out it's young cornerback Marquez White. No, I believe it's Marquez.
Yeah, if you don't know the pronunciation, that kind of... That kind of gives credence to why we're bringing it up in this manner.
Yeah. Yep. And I see what you guys are saying. So then the first reaction from most Cowboys fans would be, well, if he got arrested, he's being charged with a felony, and he doesn't play a lick, why don't we just cut the dude? Well, I don't know if it's quite that simple. Marquez White was arrested for a road rage incident that occurred on October 20th of 2017. He was arrested on June 15th of this year in Collin County, Texas, at his home. The story, according to White, is that he was driving on 635, tried to exit off of the highway. I was getting off of Highway 121 onto an access road in Plano, Texas, where I was met by an aggressive driver. This is Marquez White's statement that was given to his local newspaper, his hometown newspaper. I was trying to get over to avoid running into the wall where the lanes merge, but he then increased speed, forcing me to make the decision to either run into the wall or cut him off. I eventually made my way in front of him, and he proceeded to ride very closely and aggressively on my tail. I hit the brakes to get him off of me, standard procedure I would think, and could then see him becoming very angry in my rearview mirror. He then sped up again, and I hit my brakes again, and after this time, he pulled over to my driver's side while still driving and proceeded to yell racial slurs such as the N-word while also threatening to kill me. Simultaneously, while doing this, he began to reach toward his glove box, and that is when I flashed my own weapon. He then hit the brakes, got behind me, and proceeded to follow me to my house. Upon arriving at my house, I exited my car, went into my home as he sat outside and contacted the authorities. Now, at that time, authorities made contact with Marquez White. They did not arrest him, and they were given the authority to do so by the statute of the law of Texas had they thought a crime occurred. So after that night, he probably thought everything was good. I mean, not everything was good, but at least this situation is over. Turns out, after the fact, after he'd moved a couple times, the Dallas Cowboys, during a practice, alert him and let him know that he has been served with a felony warrant out for his arrest.
Tough one here. The brake check that he did technically is illegal, Roy.
Really?
Yes, you cannot do that.
Okay. I mean, that's technicality, but that's standard procedure. If anybody's
I've
been in an incident...
I've never brake checked somebody else. Tailgate me all you want, because I do the same thing. I'm a tailgater. I'll admit it.
Well, I apologize to you then, because, I mean, I'll admit it. I've committed a crime, I suppose, by brake checking someone that's driving aggressively behind me and putting me in danger. I'm braking to let them know they need to back off a little bit.
Well, that's, look, I mean, like I said, I know you're not in the minority on this. I know you're not. But I get, look, I mean, you want to do that, that's fine. Like, the other guy clearly was the aggressor in this situation, but when you pull a gun, you're the one that's going to get the grief. That's just the reality of it, especially when you play for the Dallas Cowboys. Whether that's right or wrong, that's just the reality of the situation. You know, I mean, I saw some guys on Twitter, and I talked to my neighbor about this, who's a concealed carrier, and he's like, one of the first things they teach you in gun school, or when you go take the class, if you pull this, I mean, you're the one that's going to have everything come back on you. Like, they will, if they were to leave, they'll go to the cops, say, hey, he pulled a gun on me.
Okay.
That's just the reality of it. Never, unless you're going to use it, don't pull it out.
Well, now, let me say this. I agree with you. Before we start, I absolutely 100% agree with you that, you know, he should not have gone down this road. There were other ways to handle this. He could have called the authorities himself and said, hey, there's an aggressive driver behind me. I'm fearing for my life. I just want to let you know. And I'm sure they would have intercepted it at some point. However, I'm going to walk through the scenario that he has described, and I want you to tell me where the crime happens. All right? He's in a car that he owns, driving down the highway. Crime or no? No. He has a concealed handgun license, all right, and a license for the weapon that he has in his possession in his own vehicle. Crime or no? No.
No, that's not. Of course, that's
all right. If he never pointed the weapon at the individual, but simply held it up as an example of, hey, I have this in my vehicle, crime or no?
Yeah, I mean,
is it?
I don't know what the crime. I don't know if it's a technical crime.
It's certainly not second degree assault, which is what the felony charge against him is.
I don't know what the law would be in that situation. I have no idea. But I mean, you remember the Dallas Cowboys. You don't pull a gun out on anybody. You know, like whether you pointed, like, to me, what's the difference between pointing a gun at somebody and just holding it up and showing? I mean, you're doing some kind of aggressive threat either way, right? You're threatening with the gun.
I suppose there's an implication there, but like,
of course
there
is.
Letter of the law is kind of black and white when it comes to these types of situations. And if he didn't point the gun at the guy, I mean, it would be no different. Say he didn't even look at the guy. Say he had no awareness of the guy around him, and he just pulled his gun out because he wanted to look at it while he was in the vehicle. And the guy driving near him saw it.
That's totally different. He looks at the other guy, and he's got the gun in his hand.
But you can't speak to the implication, but also, I mean, that's kind of the semantics that I feel like you can cut and say, there's nothing really to charge here.
This is a really weird road you're going down. Like, I'm the pro gun guy.
I know.
Here, and
I know.
I'm, like, you don't pull your gun out. You just don't, like, unless you're going to use it, pull your gun out on somebody else.
And
like,
I agree with
especially
you.
Especially if you're doing it to.
But it's not immediately a crime, is what I'm saying to you.
Brandishing a weapon, how is that not a crime?
Okay. Well, as one fan texter texts in and says, disorderly conduct. Displaying of a firearm is a Class A misdemeanor.
There's a crime.
Okay, well, if that's a crime, that's a Class A misdemeanor. Why is he being charged with a second-degree aggravated assault weapon?
Maybe he pointed it.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, you know, how the law works and stuff, way beyond my pay grade. And clearly, to me, he was not the aggressor in the situation. But when you play for the Dallas Cowboys or in the NFL, or any professional sport, or if you work here at the Fan, the best thing to do is probably not pull a gun out on somebody. Like, the best thing to do is not even to call the gun, just drive away, right? Just drive away. Now, Marquez White we've probably spent more time talking about Marquez White than we probably should, because he is somebody that, like, we'll have Mike Fisher on at 7:20. I guarantee you Fish has spoken to this cat, like, twice, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody knows who this guy is. He will either be let off from these charges or he'll be gone. Like, that's one of the two.
Well, and that's kind of the point we were trying to get to, was there's a lot of Cowboys fans that are very quickly saying, oh, just go ahead and cut him. If he's in trouble with the law, then that's just another Cowboy we don't want to deal with. Why, you know, why is every offseason someone getting involved in something? And I just want to remind people, A, it happened back in October, and he was just recently charged. And B, the guy bringing charges against him doesn't really have the most sparkling record of his own. But first, I want to play for you, because the Ben and Skin show yesterday did a great job. KT was hustling to get the lawyer on for Marquez White, and he explained why at the time, and this is where you think the incident, you know, if there was going to be an arrest or a charge, you would think it would take place. This is Marquez White's lawyer explaining why at the time there was no arrest made even after the incident.
Well, that is the most interesting part of the story. Marquez went into his apartment because he didn't want any further confrontation with this guy. Then the police arrived. He came down, and they came into his apartment. And they interviewed him at length. He gave them his firearm and told them what happened. And they left. They didn't make an arrest that day. And the police, if they think that something's happened or if they have probable cause, they don't hesitate to make an arrest. And they, officers at the scene, after interviewing both parties, made the decision not to make an arrest. And subsequent to that, he did get a phone call. Marquez got a phone call from an officer saying, asking to come back in. And when he asked the logical question, should I bring a lawyer, this officer told him no, which he thought was a little unusual. And he got advice from other people he sought about that, and they said, that's not a good idea. So there was no subsequent meeting with the police or follow-up. And I think that set off an unfortunate set of events of how this thing eventually got filed.
So there you go. From the lawyer of Marquez White, obviously, gave his firearm up to the police officers that night. So a lot of people are texting in saying, yes, you can be charged with a crime if you don't let police officers know or law enforcement know that you've brandished.
Yeah, you've got to
the
call
gun.
Them so they're kind of,
all right,
they have
so,
your back.
So you let them know, and it sounds like he made contact with the police officers that night. They came into his apartment. He willingly gave his firearm so they could check it, I'm sure, to see if it had been fired or any of that stuff. It came back clean. And then the officers come ask him to come back in for a questioning where they tell him not to bring a lawyer. I don't really know what's going on in that situation. But I would say that based on the evidence that I have here, I'm not condemning Marquez White at all, and I think all this will probably be dismissed.
Well, nobody's condemning him for anything. We're just, pulling your gun out is stupid. Like, it's just dumb. You are going to get every single person on the fan text here is saying it 100% is a crime to even pull it out. Every single one.
One more thing, and I'm not disputing
it, you can't
either.
Pull it out. You can't pull your gun out. I'm sorry. Like, especially in a road rage incident where there's already kind of a higher temper flare up already. I mean, you are asking for trouble. And when you're Marquez White and you play in the NFL, you've got to be cognizant of where the trouble's going to lie and where it's going to find you. And that's not necessarily right. And I am I'm stunned here because I'm the pro gun guy in this group. And I'm like, this was, he can't pull his gun out. Like, you know, right away, you pull your gun out, everything's going to come back on you, not the other guy, no matter what. Whether the other guy was tailgating you or trying to run you off the road.
And let me say, I agree with you. I think that was definitely the wrong approach to take. There are a lot of other ways he could have gone. But I also am like a little bit resistant to the way this conversation is going, because second degree aggravated assault with a deadly weapon is like a really, really serious charge. And that's not the seriousness of this situation, in my opinion. And one thing I wanted to add as well, Troy, if you don't mind for me, the lawyer also with Ben and Skin being asked if they knew anything about the criminal background of the other driver involved.
Well, I know this individual did tell the officers he's had some arrests before. I don't know exactly what all the arrests concern, but he's got some history there. And I also know that he told the police he wasn't afraid for his life at that time, which I'm sure factored into a lot of their decisions about not making arrests. But he apparently didn't fear for his life during this incident.
So there you go. That's from Marquez White's lawyer. We'll get into this story more with Mike Fisher at 7:20 later on in the program. Feel free to text in 877-881-1053. Do you think he was justified in what he did? Do you think he should be charged fully to the extent of this crime? And what should the Cowboys do about it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.